The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Emerald Coast Points.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our next expert in the house is with Emerald Coast Coins. Stephanie Dotson is back with us again. Good morning, Steph.
Good morning.
Everybody know the name Stephanie. You have to call them Steph.
I know. You know? I have a couple of other nicknames, too, but only a handful of people are allowed to call me those, so I can't tell you what they are.
There you go. Okay. We won't go there.
No.
So you're with Emerald Coast Coins, so let's hear a little bit about where y'all are located and what you do. Just giving the general background in case somebody doesn't know.
Sure. So Emerald Coast Coins, we are a local veteran-owned coin shop. We have been around for, we're going on 23 years this year. It's
wow.
Insane to me that we have been here this long because, again, my dad's retired military,
mm-hmm.
so we moved around a lot. Growing up and to have settled here, and then I got married and moved away and came back, to have still settled here is crazy to me. But this place is definitely home out of every other place we've
lived. And this is the longest you've lived in one place?
Anywhere.
Wow.
I take lots of trips because it's in my blood.
I understand that. Okay, so you're with Emerald Coast Coins.
Yes.
If someone wanted to check things out on your website, why don't you give your address and phone number website just to get things started.
So our address is 1811 Creighton Road, right up the street from here, right almost smack dab in the middle of Creighton between 9th and Davis.
Mm-hmm. You can't miss it.
Can't miss it. Right across from the Cumberland Farms. We do have a website, Emerald Coast Coins. It's super informative, emeraldcoastcoins.com. That's all it is. It's just like there for like button information, mm-hmm. like bullet information.
Right.
We have a Facebook page.
And you keep that up to date.
I try to keep that up to date as much as possible. I say this every time I'm here, it's busy. mm-hmm. So I might not get to you straight away, but I definitely try. If you call me and be like, hey, I sent you a message on Facebook, like, all right, thanks for letting me know. I'll check it.
right. Okay. And also on your Facebook page, you give an update on the market. Bring your update with you today?
I always bring my up. So I have on my phone, and anybody can download this app. It's a free app to download. It's called Gold Live, GOLDLIVE, and it's by Kitco. And when we are not in the store, this is one of the things we will use to check the gold and silver prices because it's going to be the most accurate for us. It's up to the minute live prices.
So where are we at today?
So today, gold is at $3,319.48.
Is that per ounce?
Per ounce.
Wow.
And that's pure gold, not like jewelry gold, which mm-hmm. we can get into. And then silver is at $36.50.
Okay.
So that shows you that there's a huge difference between the two, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And very interesting.
So interesting. Now, like, you know, silver keeps trying to like kind of pop up and go higher like it's supposed to. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I knew. Mm-hmm. Like, should I buy more silver?
Right. Interesting. So we'll be talking about coins, obviously, and
yes.
the gold and silver and other topics today. So if you have a question for Stephanie with Emerald Coast Coins, all you have to do is text it in, 850-437-1620. So you had mentioned today that you wanted to talk a little bit about Bitcoin.
No. So,
okay.
Not Bitcoin. I want to talk about, like, oh, gosh, the word totally just left me. Like, not error coins, fake coins. Just,
fake coins.
Reproduction coins and things of that sort.
Yeah, okay, let's get started
Stephanie
on that.
Stephanie only knows Bitcoin is like Willy Wonka money. You know, Mike TV when he was over? That's what I think of when I hear Bitcoin.
Okay.
Just to clarify, okay. It's Willy
so
Wonka.
Tell us about the fake coins.
So the fake coins, and, you know, we've seen them throughout the 23 years, for mm-hmm. sure. Like, people have tried to make that famous 1943 copper penny. So they take a coin and they scratch out the 8 and change it into a 3.
You're kidding.
And they do it really well. But there's tells you look for. They have, like, markers on the actual coin that you're like, hey, it should have this, this, and this to let you know that it's a real coin.
Mm-hmm.
So people have been faking coins. You know, I can go back even like the 1800s, they've been faking coins for a long time, trying to get gold coins or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in this day and age, they have moved it up to trying to fake the actual packages that the coins get graded in. So there's two major grading companies, PCGS and NGC. If you have a coin that's really nice and expensive, you're going to want to send it off, get it authenticated, and have it preserved.
Mm-hmm.
So now they've come into faking these. They will grab the number of the real coin off of the website, or if somebody's selling it, you know, on a Heritage or eBay or whatever, they will make the fake label, make the fake casing, and it looks really good. It almost looks like the real one. So you still have to have that eagle eye to be able to tell that it's not real. And it's great.
Interesting.
It's so great.
So if you're thinking about purchasing something, or you see something, or someone tells you this is an authentic, they could bring it to you.
They could bring it to me. Now, like,
certified or checked.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
Like, and you could, like, PCGS is one of the major grading and authentication companies. You know, you can call them and be like, hey, I have this coin and here's its number. And because they all come with like their own little serial numbers after mm-hmm. they're graded. And they can read off. They're like, yeah, that's a real number. That's the real coin. They're not looking at the coin. They're just hearing the number
mm-hmm.
from the coin that somebody took from somewhere else.
Right.
So it's really difficult to try to explain that to people. And I hate breaking hearts. I do it daily, though.
Oh, gosh. So you're seeing a lot of that lately?
I have seen an influx in it. And, you know, it comes from not here,
mm-hmm.
Mostly. So, and they've just gotten better. Like, I bought a fake Morgan dollar the other day on accident.
No kidding. You did.
It happens. I'm an expert, but I still make mistakes because I am human.
Wow. Well, she is the expert on coins and collectibles here at the Emerald Coast Coins. So just text in your question, 850-437-1620. And we do have a question for you, Stephanie.
Yes.
Is there any value to old counterfeits?
No. So people don't.
That's an interesting question.
That is a good question. To the best of my knowledge, no, there is no money in old counterfeits. We have some of the old, like, 1804 dollars in the store and some old seated and trade dollars in the store that are replicas or fakes. They don't even say replica on them. And to the best of my knowledge, I have not found anybody who's like, I want to buy those for mm-hmm. a pretty penny.
Right.
But because there's a lot of them out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the older we go, I don't know. I wouldn't say some people might look for them just to have like a counterfeit collection,
mm-hmm.
in which case, you know, you can get what you can get for it.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, there's always con men and hustlers out there.
Facts.
So especially probably in this industry. I never really thought about it that much until you've talked about
it. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I had to explain to one person one time that their dollars were not real dollars. And they were like, well, I'll just take them over and spend them at XYZ. And I'm like, you literally can't do that. That's extremely breaking the law.
It's counterfeit.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
And it wasn't like a new dollar. It was like an old, like, Morgan dollar. Mm-hmm. Like, it's counterfeit. It's not real.
Counterfeit, still counterfeit, yep, no matter how you.
Exactly.
Okay. You don't want to get caught doing that.
No.
At all. So what is one of the things you can look for then when you're looking at coins, or when you, a lot of times you see these ads for things, are those typically legit? The late night buy a coin ads?
So the late night buy these coins ads are legit enough that they'll probably be, some of them will be actual real coins, silver eagles, gold eagles, things of that sort. However,
mm-hmm.
they will charge where we charge just a small percentage over gold price, which is like 3 to 3.5% for American stuff right now for the gold. They'll charge you like three or four times. So like instead of paying just $3,500, you're paying like $6,000 to $8,000.
Wow.
So they're just snatching you and mm-hmm. getting you in. So you got to be careful with, I'm not going to say all of them out there are like that.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of them out there that just steal money from people.
Well, we're now into the patriotic season. We got the 4th coming up next week. So if someone's got a birthday or a celebration, or maybe the employee of the month kind of thing going on, are there specific patriotic coins that seem to be selling quickly, or that people are interested in, or that you know of?
Honestly, people right now are really interested into the silver eagles, just the American stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So much. And the, you know, the Morgan and Peace dollars are always like a go-to, like good old, like American.
What do those look like? Can you describe
it? The Morgan dollars, if you remember the Eisenhower dollars from like the 70s and 80s, mm-hmm. they're bigger.
I have that.
Yes.
I have a couple of those.
So those are bigger. They're about that size. The Morgan Dollar has Lady Liberty, and she's got like cotton in her hair and like a little kind of like wreath that says Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
The Peace Dollar, she looks like she has sun rays coming up behind her. And it's really, and again, Lady Liberty. So, and they're super cool.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know me, cowboy money. I had a whole conversation with one of my customers the other day, and he was like, yes, definitely. And I was like, see?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because we'll have people that will want to sell their stuff. They're like, I don't know what I should keep. And I'm like, keep the cowboy money.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you got to explain what the cowboy money is.
So that's the Morgan and Peace dollars. Okay. And it was just during the cowboy days. And I always, you know, reference Tombstone to, mm-hmm. to people who
are. What
are
the years on those then?
So they started in 1878 and go up to 1935.
So why are they called Morgan?
Morgan is the person who designed it.
Oh, okay. All right.
I can't remember his whole name, but
J.P. Morgan was
J.P. Morgan. Whatever. So I can't remember his, something T. Morgan is his name.
I didn't realize they were from the 1800s.
Yeah.
So cowboy money.
Cowboy money.
If you've got a question for Stephanie about coins, text it in, 850-437-1620. She's with Emerald Coast Coins, and they do have a great website and Facebook page, so you can always check in there as well.
Yeah, and if you ever want to see the dogs, which, you know, a lot of people come in just to look and see the dogs, you know, my dad's retired, mm-hmm. in huge quotations here, so he only stays till about noon.
Good for him.
So Duncan's up there every day, and every once in a while, he'll bring up one of the girls, one of the Shih Tzus that they have.
Mm-hmm.
So, or, you know, if one of us, we had puppies in our store the other day, because one of our employees fosters with the Joy Committee, so she's got some little German Shepherd puppies.
Oh, how cute.
Yes. That's so if you want a German Shepherd mixed puppy, contact the Joy Committee.
Okay. another plug.
I know. I can't help it because I love those puppies, and I asked my husband, but I have four dogs.
Oh, girl. Well,
so
that's a lot.
That's what he said.
That's
he
a lot.
He said no.
That's a lot. Well, tomorrow we have our Frisky Friday, as you know. We do every week, so we have, I believe, the Humane Society is coming in tomorrow.
And I've seen so many puppies on there.
Yeah. They're just amazing
and
what they do.
I say puppy, it can be like a puppy or it can be an older dog. It's a puppy.
Right. That's right.
It's just
I'm
a puppy.
With you on that. Okay, so back to coins.
Yes, back to coins. I'm sorry.
Talk a little bit about your store and some of the things that you have there.
So in our store, we will have we have a variety of coins mostly. We're getting out of the metal detecting business, so we don't really talk about that much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Again, because Dad's retiring and my brother and I are just like, it's fine, whatever. So we have coins that go from some of them the 1700s, you know, on up. We even have coins from all around the world.
No kidding.
That people could just sit and like pilfer through our boxes of mm-hmm. foreign coins.
Mm-hmm.
I grabbed one the other day because it was made out of aluminum probably, but it had a Pegasus on it.
Oh.
So it was from Greece probably.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I need that one because it's pretty. And that's why a lot of people collect them because they're just different and neat. You don't see that kind of stuff, especially if you've not ever been able to leave the United States or anything like
mm-hmm.
that.
Right.
So it's cool just to go look at all the cool things. So we do the foreign coins and paper money.
Mm-hmm.
And we have American, you know, we have American paper money currency also, all the way down to the Confederate.
Is there a way if you have a coin collection? I know I have I have my dad's, I've told her this before. My dad has a little box of treasures that he left to me that has lots of little coins. I've got to bring it in one of these days. Lots of coins and paper money, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. And I'm kind of worried a little about the paper money. Is there a best way to store coins and paper and the things that are the antique ones?
So the biggest thing is, don't clean it. We don't clean coins, right?
Because that decreases the value, right?
Correct. So I'm laughing because a customer said they were going to clean a coin before they brought it to us. We were like, no.
Don't do that. Yeah, we've said that before on the show. Don't clean it.
And then I had another customer who was like, I'll clean my coins if I want to. I'm like, you live your best life, sir.
Okay.
Go for it. So don't clean them. If they're in the older packaging, like the plastic binder folders, mm-hmm. Binder pages, a lot of those are PVC. So you probably would want to remove them from that because PVC can be damaging to the coins.
Oh, really?
Yes. And they make them all sticky and gross.
What would be the best thing to store them in?
So storing them, you can get like little tubes, just like coin tubes to put them in, like mm-hmm. you would, you know, see at a coin shop or Books a Million or wherever, you know, wherever
right.
they sell them. You can get newer pages that don't have the PVC, so that'll help keep the coins better. For the paper money, they have the sleeves that you can just mm-hmm. put them in to keep them from bending and getting
wrinkly
ratted, yep, and tattered and all that stuff.
Okay. That's great advice because I'm going to have to go through and I'm going through stuff.
Yes.
So I got to get them.
I know you need to get my number so you can text me.
Yeah, I feel like I need to get those things in order.
I have friends that will text me all the time. They'll be like, hey, what is this worth?
Okay, here's a question from one of our listeners.
Okay.
Will you look through an old coin collection and tell us if there is anything valuable?
Yes, 100%.
That's what you do.
That's what I do. That's what I do. Yeah, bring it in. If it's a whole bunch of stuff, definitely get there earlier in the morning. If it's like, you know, shoeboxes, like a handful of shoeboxes, definitely maybe just bring a couple at a time. But we can go through it with you. I have a page that I print out and give to people so they can look for the special, the better date coins.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely have resources and information and people to help you get through your coin collection and see what is what. Like, I don't look for errors. We've talked about this a lot, too. Mm-hmm. Like, people come in, they're like, well, I have all these pennies right here, and maybe one of them's an error. Well, that's great. Which one?
Right.
You show me, and I'll confirm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't buy modern error coins, so that's going to be anything from, you know, the late 80s to current. Subjectively,
mm-hmm.
because there's just a lot of them. There's a lot of misinformation out there. So, you know, I tell people to try and sell it on eBay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Another question from one of our listeners. Do you buy gold jewelry?
I do buy gold jewelry as long as you get to my store before 4 o'clock in the afternoon, because we have to do paperwork for the police department.
Mm-hmm.
We have to make sure that they're legit and that I'm following the rules like I'm supposed to.
So if they've stolen it, you don't necessarily want to see it.
I mean, yeah, no, I don't want to see it for sure. However, you would be surprised how many people will, and it doesn't happen too often here, but it does happen. They'll steal it and they have to thumbprint and signature saying that it's theirs and it's a felony.
Oh, okay.
That thumbprint and signature.
Okay.
For $40. And I'm like, all right.
And so I'm going to ask the question, what's the best way to bring it in? Because I don't know what happens in jewelry boxes, but it seems like there's gremlins in there that tangle all the beads
everything.
And necklaces and things. Do you want that? Is it easier for you to have those or do you just weigh it and that's it?
No. So we can help, like if it's a jewelry box full mm-hmm. of jewelry.
Because a lot of times you inherit those
kind
of things.
You do. I would suggest we can write you a receipt to leave it with us
mm-hmm.
So we can untangle it and separate it because I can't weigh 10 carat and 14 carat the same because their prices are different.
Oh, of course. I didn't think about that.
Yes.
Okay.
Or 10 carat and sterling silver, all different. So we have to, you know, separate it out. Now, if you just came in with like a little baggie at a time, you know, I've gotten good at untangling necklaces.
I bet you have.
Throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can't say I can always do it because there was some necklaces the other day and I was like, nope, done.
Right.
Like they're all 14 karat. They can be together.
Right. So we're not going to get $3,000 for that.
Correct.
So we maybe give us an idea of what's the price range or what could you expect more or less?
It's so
probably a rough question.
That
without
is
seeing
a hard,
it,
yeah, exactly. It's yeah. a hard question without seeing it. So 10, 14, and 18 carat are the most common
mm-hmm.
that we get. And each one of those are percentage of that $3,300. So 10 carat is 41.7% of that $3,300. 14 carat is 58.5%.
Mm-hmm.
And then 18 carat is 75%. So they are all those little percentages. And we pay a percentage of that. Because one, we hold it for 30 days for the police department, obviously.
Right.
And then two, we don't know where gold's going to be in 30 days. Mm. So that goes into account.
Mm-hmm.
And then three, when it goes off to get melted, just because it says it's 14 karat, they still get a fudge factor in there. The people who make the jewelry initially. So it doesn't have to be 14. It could be like 11 or 12.
Really?
Or
I didn't know that.
Or 15. So there's a little fudge factor. So that goes into account.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So if I took in a whole thing of 14 karat to get melted, it could come back 58%. It could come back 52%.
Interesting. I didn't know that. I thought it had to be 14.
Yep. So the only way it's supposed to be guaranteed 14 is it says 14 KP, which means plum. I guarantee you it's 14 karat, nothing less.
Interesting. Okay.
Now, I'm still going to pay the same price I pay because I don't just melt one ring at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Everything goes together.
On that note, now you've got me thinking.
No, you're good.
If I'm going to buy jewelry,
yeah.
You know, new jewelry, what do I look for? What are the things to look for? Because I did not know about, I knew about 14K being engraved, but
yep.
I didn't know about 14KP.
Yeah, so yeah, that's the great question. So you can see the 14K, 10K, 18K.
Because if it's gold plated, it won't have that.
It would, no. So it would say like 14K, it could say H. Heavy gold electroplated, HGE.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so that's something to look for.
Mm-hmm. Is that good or bad?
Bad.
Okay.
HGE is bad.
Okay.
But 14K, you know, 10K, that's good. But again, it could say 417, mm-hmm. which is 10 carat. 585 is 14 and 750 is 18.
Okay.
And 950 is platinum. Oh, these numbers stuck in my head forever. Well,
That's why you're the expert. I don't know any of those numbers, but that's why you're here.
So like they will all have those different numbers. They could have those numbers mm-hmm. instead of the 10, 14, 18 carat.
Mm-hmm.
I think traditionally in the United States, we have the 10, 14, 18. But if you're buying like a lot of people will go to like thrift shops or garage sales and they'll mm-hmm. see stuff. And you can look for those numbers and still, you know.
You might find a treasure hidden
away
somewhere.
Maybe find a treasure.
Okay.
And a little bag of jewelry.
And what about silver when you're going to buy? Because I see now lots of kind of fake silver.
Silver's difficult because it'll say 925. So we're going to backstep a second.
Yeah, if any of those sterling silver is what I thought yep. was always the, like, what's the word, hallmark? Or the
Yes. Yeah. Sterling or 925 would be sterling.
Okay.
If it picks up with a magnet, like holy, not the clasp, picks up with a magnet, chances are it's not gold or silver because gold and silver are not magnetic.
Oh,
so that's
okay.
another rule of thumb. Silver 925. There are so many fake silver. I feel like I see more fake silver jewelry than I do gold.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, people don't know it says 925.
Right.
It says sterling.
I think there's a brand out there that says 925. Actually,
probably.
In jewelry. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's crazy.
So sterling still is the thing you want to look for.
Yeah, sterling or, yeah, 925, but even it can still say sterling and still not be real.
Well, how is that? That's not honest.
It's not honest. It's just what happens. I get necklaces in all the time
that's
that say
not right.
14 carat or a ring that says 18 carat that these people at the gas stations beg people they need money to get home.
Oh, okay.
With these little 18 carat gold brass rings.
Mm-hmm. Not real.
Not real.
Okay. Do you also do analysis for someone just said, we're talking about rings, for rings and stones, gemstones?
What was it about gemstones?
The analysis of the cost.
Oh, yes. So we do purchase diamonds. I don't purchase rubies, like sapphires.
Garnets
I can't do anything. If I had an outlet for them, 100% I would. Mm-hmm. But the diamonds I can. Diamond market is soft because of the lab created diamonds that are now out in the world.
The zirconia.
Yeah. CZs, or they're called the lab created diamonds. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have to be careful, and all that has just kind of tanked the diamond market on our end.
Right.
Jewelry stores aren't going to say that. They're still going to sell them for as much as they can.
Mm-hmm. So again, you really have to have an expert show you what's real and what's not.
Yeah. We've talked about my XRF gun before, the one that I can scan gold to see if it's real or coins to see if they're real.
It's called an XRF gun?
Yes.
Okay.
So we now have a new diamond tester that helps us determine between true diamonds, lab created diamonds, and CZs and all that.
Oh, that's so interesting. Okay, so when you get engaged, you can stop by Emerald Coast Coins.
Make sure he's treating
after
you
the proposal.
Right.
Make sure that's an authentic diamond,
that's
girlfriend.
It.
We're talking with Stephanie Dodson, and her family owns Emerald Coast Coins. You've been about how many, 20 plus years now?
Yeah, we're going on 23 years. It's crazy.
That's amazing.
That's how old my baby's going to be in August.
Wow. So we've got about a minute or two left. Stephanie, is there anything you wanted to mention today that we haven't touched?
Oh, yeah. Hey, guess what? We will not be open next Friday.
Ah, good point. July 4th.
July 4th. If I could cut out early, I will.
Okay. With that note, when are you open?
So we are, yes, with that said, we are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Okay.
And we cut off the jewelry again at 4 o'clock, not 4:02, not 4:15,
mm-hmm.
4 o'clock.
Okay. And kids are welcome, too.
Kids are so welcome. They love to come into the store and just look and learn about the history.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the summertime because so many kids come in with their parents. And we have a couple of favorites that come in at least every couple of weeks, and they just want to gobble them up. They're so cute.
Oh, that's great.
And so sweet. And they know so much stuff already, too, and it makes me so happy.
Mm-hmm. So they're collecting already.
Yes.
That's great.
I love
that's
it.
That's great. Okay, so give your website again, how people can reach you.
Yeah.
You're on Facebook.
We
and
are.
Instagram, too, or just Facebook?
Oh, Facebook. One at a time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I should do Instagram. But Facebook is Emerald Coast Coins. Just look for a picture of my dad's dogs. 1811 Creighton Road, 473-1515.
Perfect. All right. Thanks so much, Stephanie, for coming in. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks.
Talking about money with you, honey.
That's it.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We'll be back in just a couple minutes right after the news right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. And you can hear this broadcast again at newsradio923.com. Click on podcast, Pensacola Expert Panel, and Emerald Coast Coins. We'll be back right after the news.